on you.
They're back.
It's sports all around the clock. Sports all the time.
Horrible, he's a horrible human being that shouldn't be in the league, is what I believe.
For one final season, live on Penguin Radio, this is the Tailgate.
But, I mean, look at me. Do I look like a cross-country runner to you? Playing against the top tier teams in the nation.
You sure it's not in- top?
Top.
Dude, I love Blake Griffin. I'm not a Clippers fan, but I love Blake Griffin.
The final season of The Tailgate with Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein starts right now.
And here we go.
Oh, how's it? Here we go. Another Thursday, another week, another tailgate. To my right, Brock El Capitan Beal. My name is Hunter Hornstein. This is the best damn tailgate that you're ever going to have. Live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. A brand new week. Brock, welcome back. It's good to be on the air.
Hey, Thursday. What a night. It's late. I hope you're all tuning in. It's going to be a good one. We have some good stories for you. A little controversy, I think. It's going to be entertaining for sure. If nothing else, we're going to have some fun.
Every Thursday night, 9 to 10, a little sports talk action here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to the tailgate, the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. And I don't know if it's just me, Brock, but it feels like we haven't been on the air in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, every, like, once a week feels like it just stretches so long. But you know what? That allows us to get way more stories, way more information for you guys. Not that all of it's accurate, but it's funny, first of all, and you like listening to us, so that's good. But yeah, I feel like we've been away for a long time. And you know what's going to be really weird? After next week, we have almost a 2-week layover because of Thanksgiving. We won't be here. We're going to be gone.
So I want to make kind of a quick note about that. You bring up Thanksgiving Turkey Day. And I know this is a sports talk show and whatnot, but I kind of want to kind of get away from that just for a quick second, at least in our intro here. I'm, one, very, I don't know if I, upset. Actually, upset is a good word. I'm sick of hearing the Christmas carols, the Christmas songs, the Christmas decorations. I mean, we're looking at people that start this, and companies and convenience stores that start this travesty, start this tyranny at midnight of October 31st. As soon as November 1st hits, boom, they're ready to go. Have some respect for the Turkey Day, yeah?
I mean, Thanksgiving is my personally my favorite holiday. You get to eat as much as you want, and nobody judges you because, let's be honest, the best food comes out on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's the whole holiday. Yeah, eat. Well, it's a holiday on eating. I know it's changed a little bit over the time, but
for me, it's a little bit different. The peanuts, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, they all come out.
American classic.
They all come out again. My birthday this year is the day after Thanksgiving.
Another American classic.
So I will be receiving presents.
Another American classic.
And get to go have some fun. So that's also good. But Thanksgiving to me is Christmas without Hallmark,
yes.
Essentially. You're not subject to all the, Santa and Rudolph and blah, 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 what have you. It's just about people coming together as a family or friends or close group of people and enjoying a holiday together. And that's really what it's all about. They haven't really trademarked that quite yet. I mean, they have a little bit with like the pioneer or the Pilgrims and the turkey.
Two
and the,
P words, yes. Very.
Yeah, what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pioneers, whatever. But they haven't
Pioneers to the new world.
Exactly. Thank you. They haven't quite monopolized that yet, which I still like a lot.
One thing, and you're alluding to it, and I want to back you up on this, is the fact that I saw an article on Twitter, might have been Facebook, one of those two, that Costco is one of those companies that are going to be closed on Thanksgiving, the entirety of Thanksgiving. They don't believe in the fact that you should have your employees work on a day that is specifically for what a lot of people believe is family. And I, one, applaud that, because yeah. if you're running to the grocery store to get some stuff for your Thanksgiving feast or whatnot, you're already dropping the ball. I mean, you're scrambling at with, you know, 30 seconds you know, to go at the goal line. You should be ready to go. You know, the game should not come down to a last-minute play.
You know who that is, though? The guy that's scrambling for a pie or a turkey? It's the husband. He's the guy that's like, you're in charge. The wife says, you are in charge of a pumpkin pie. You are in charge of getting a turkey for the whole family. And that is the guy, Thanksgiving morning, Thanksgiving mid-afternoon brunch time, that is freaking out and scrambling to find out whatever he is in charge of. And that is why stores are open. Let's be honest. Because they know people are going to forget and all of a sudden be like, oh my God, we don't have a turkey.
Save the husband.
How do you not have a turkey?
Save the husband.
That's the whole thing.
Save the husband at this point.
Save the head.
I mean, you got to make some plans early on. You got to pad the lead a little bit in the second quarter. Go into halftime knowing that you're okay. This is halftime right now. People that going, they should know what they're going to do. You got another full week to go.
Buy a turkey a couple weeks ahead for cheap. Freeze the sucker.
Yeah,
right.
No, you,
hey,
I mean, this
it's
is
not going anywhere.
This
it's
is halftime.
Sit in your freezer.
This is halftime right now, and everyone's making their plans and figuring, okay, what do we have right now? What is working? What's not working? And now we got to make preparations coming into this next half. If you are scrambling around and people are working and not being with their families because of your faux pas, I have a problem with that. So hats off to Costco. By the way, Costco, could you imagine if it was open and you tried to go day of Thanksgiving? Oh, my God, it's a madhouse.
Never, ever.
It's a madhouse.
One other thing that I want to point out, the whole Black Friday thing, that's been a thing for a long time, but I feel like in the last 5 years, it's really kicked off because of all the technology and new stuff that's been coming out, and people really are starting to take advantage of it. Stop. Just stop, please. I get the savings and all that. There's Walmart is going to be open at 6 p.m., I believe, 5 or 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. That's dinner time. You should be eating dinner.
They're going throughout the night. They've made that an extreme sport.
Have you been to like a Walmart or a Target during Black Friday?
Yeah, no. I've got a story. I think it was, two, 3 years ago maybe? Zach Bailey. You know Zach.
Yeah. He has a great tattoo, by the way, guys.
I go home.
Special.
And I go home to go get, you know, my Thanksgiving feast on and whatnot. I get a text from him when I come home, and, you know, we're out. We're hanging out and whatnot. And he goes, you're going to hate me, but here we go. You know, you're going to hate me, but here we go. We're going to go to Black Friday. I got to experience it. It's on my bucket list. Number one, if that's on your bucket list, rearrange that bucket list and rethink your life.
Well, let me explain. It is something that I think you need to go witness. Not partake in, just you need to see it.
No,
see the people that are crazy.
He thought that bucket list included actually participating in this event.
No.
So anyway, so we go out there. I'm out there at 3 a.m. standing in a line at a Target in Long Beach, California. There's about at least 150 other people in front of us, which means that not only did they beat us at 3 a.m, they were probably camping out. I saw a tent. To me, that's not okay. It's Target.
You know, hey,
What is there at Target that you can't buy online or at another store? Really? It's
Target. Target has some good deals.
It's Target.
All right,
it's always going to be there. It's not leaving. It's not like this is something that we have to worry that we'll never get another chance at. So we go there. He goes, I got to buy one thing, we're out, but I just want to experience that. No chance. No chance.
No.
Saying that, I felt like I was shopping with a woman, almost. It's one thing. And then you go, no, it's never one thing. Or shopping with your parents. One thing. We're going out for one thing. No chance. No chance at all. We were there until 7:30 a.m. I don't wake up until maybe 10:30 ever. 7:30? Oh, not to mention I was up.
Nope.
I pretty much pulled an all-nighter because I didn't want to go to bed. If I go to bed, I'm not waking up. And here comes, you know, Zach Bailey, 2:30 a.m, banging on my door. My mom was pissed. And then, you know, we go out, and I got to tell you, the people that are out there at Target at 4 o'clock when it opens, You got some characters. I can't I couldn't even imagine what it would be at a Walmart if I saw what I saw at Target.
You mentioned Walmart, and I'm not trying to one-up you, but I'm going to kind of one-up you.
By all means. By all means.
Not only did I go to a Walmart, but I went to a Walmart in Camas, Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you what I saw. First of all, the line wrapped around the building. This was still Thanksgiving night.
That's a standard right there.
This was Thanksgiving night at like midnight. Paige Beal and I, my madre, went over there. We just went to People Watch, and it was totally worth the extra effort to drive over to Walmart. They had printers and refrigerators and things like that for sale, like big tech items that you would think of, like, oh my God, they're buying a new oven. Oh my God, from Walmart. Oh, it is so expensive. Oh, it's crazy. People were setting their babies in the baby carriage on top of a refrigerator because they didn't go on sale until 2 a.m. And then they set up their lawn chairs. That's right, I said lawn chairs. Around said refrigerator so that nobody could come and take it from them. That's insane. To me, that is absolutely crazy. You're going to put your baby up on a fridge at like midnight and then camp out at the base of the fridge in the middle of a store until it goes on sale.
You know, it's one of those things like, where you just, if you're going to go, you're going to go hard. Every day is the Super Bowl, you know? I mean, but to an extent, relax. Relax, people. The only thing great about Thanksgiving, and this is what we'll wrap it up before we head, because we got to get into our first commercial break here. Let's just wrap it up with saying that the only thing great about Thanksgiving, and what should really be cherished,
is the food.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I mean,
turkey.
You get to eat. That's it. That's
gravy.
That is your objective.
Mashed taters.
You just
sweet
eat.
Sweet potatoes.
You get to hang out with family. You get to eat.
You kidding me?
And then to top it all off, you got some football to watch.
You have some NBA, too, now. And a little NHL.
You got sports. Sports. That's American.
Around the clock.
You don't need to not watch sports and hang out in front of a Target. You need to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers
lose
play
to the Ravens
on Thanksgiving. Come on. Sports. Can we not give some respect to that was what this whole thing stemmed from. The fact that we don't give respect to
a country
outside of 4th of July that epitomizes the American culture.
It really is. I mean, can I real quick sum up my ideal Thanksgiving?
Really quick, and then we're going to go to a break.
Wake up at 10, turn on ESPN, watch football or basketball or NHL, or if I'm lucky, they all line up and they're in a row. Take a nap, okay? Wake up and eat until I literally can't walk. Take another nap, wake up, eat leftovers, and then go to sleep. And then the next morning, guess what I'm eating? Leftovers. That's right. Three leftovers. I'm eating all of it until it's gone. And that is exactly what you should do on Thanksgiving. Forget about Christmas. It's not important yet. Okay. Thanksgiving is the best holiday that America celebrates.
And let's be honest. When you get to a certain age, Christmas isn't anything more, I should say. A little tongue twister there. Sean Donahue in our production studio over there laughing his butt off. Anyway, let's be honest. When we get older, Christmas you know what I mean.
it's not the business anymore.
It's nothing more than a basketball game middle of the afternoon.
You got to buy presents for people. We're still in the age where it's okay to not buy any presents because we're poor. We're poor students, people. We have no money.
You're listening to The Tailgate. That's Brock Beal. My name's Andrew Hornsey. When we come back, we're going to talk about something. I don't know. It's all sports talk for the next hour, 9 to 10 here on Penguin Radio. You're listening to The Tailgate. We'll be right back.
Bye.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Tailgate, radio.dominican.edu on Penguin Radio every Thursday night, 9 to 10. Sports Talk Radio with Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein, Brock Beal, El Capitan of that notorious lacrosse team. And notorious for a good way, though. Always. Always. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Tailgate, on Twitter, at The DU Tailgate. Go ahead, hit us up. Talk to us. Do something. Give us something. Also want to remind our listeners that this weekend, volleyball wraps up their season. You can listen to those games here on Penguin Radio Friday at 6 o'clock and then Saturday at 3 p.m. And the broadcast will go on the air just shortly, to about 10 minutes prior to side out there. So it's senior day also, by the way. So you might want to, if you don't want to listen, come on down to Conlin Center. Give them your support. And yeah, I'm sure they would really appreciate it.
It is also senior day, ladies and gentlemen, for my co-tailgater, Hunter Hornstein. His last two live broadcasts of a volleyball game ever at Dominican. Is that a little weird for you? You've been doing it for a long time.
You know, I hate when you do this kind of crap.
But I'm trying to get emotion.
I hate
it. I'm trying to inject a little emotion into the show.
Really?
It's a big deal. You've been broadcasting for 4 years. Four seasons of Penguin volleyball and soccer, a little bit of basketball mixed in. You did PA for you guys. I mean, you every time I scored a goal, you would never announce it, so I don't even know why we count that.
That actually is true.
Every time I score a goal,
That is true.
Well, it was also because it was actually, like, in the last like 5 minutes of a game where we get blown out.
But it's actually
whatever.
It's pretty funny though, because that is 100% true. The first time you scored, and I remember going into that season, this was last year, I thought, the first time Brock scores, I want to make it memorable. You know, not only for him, but for me. I know his family would be in the stands. The first time you scored out on Kenley Field, I missed it. 100% just missed it.
And I walked over and I was like, Hunter, what the hell? And you looked at me and you were like on the sidelines. And I was like, Hunter, what the hell? And you just looked at me, what? I just scored.
Yeah,
and you just went,
I missed it.
My bad, homie. And I was like, all right. Well, anyway, congratulations. You've done a great job. I know Dominican Radio is really going to miss you. The underclassmen just don't have it yet. They're getting there, but they just don't have it yet. You don't got it, son.
You actually sound sincere right now.
They don't.
I'm a little I'm a little concerned.
You haven't had a radio class for like 3 years, and they're still calling you back to do the broadcast. That says something. I'm sorry. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Hornstein.
No,
a living
you.
Legend. Living legend.
I don't know about. I don't know if we want to go that far, but
well,
no,
I will.
I appreciate it, and if we're gonna go ahead and talk sentimentals here, I do appreciate it, and you know, it's a little different when you're an athlete and you know you're playing your last game. In some ways, I feel, at least with volleyball, it's kind of the same there, just because I saw Kelsey Lardner, Hannah Stock, and Jessica Jones, among other freshmen that are no longer with the program.
Right.
But I saw them move up, you know.
And shout out to those three.
Yeah.
I mean, sticking with
stick
them for 4 years.
Yeah, and the program has grown so much. And the same's going to be when, you know, whether or not I do the PA for your guys' game, the same's going to be when I see you, you know, step off the field for the last time.
We don't speak about that because Sean and I are very sentimental about that. So we don't speak of that.
But, no, it'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to this weekend, looking forward to those games. I really implore you guys, though, for any of those student-athletes or anybody in study hall or regular listeners, if you're in the area, come on down. Just come down to the Collins Center. Have some fun. The volleyball games are a lot of fun.
Come get rowdy in the icebox with the lacrosse team. We'll be there. We're going to be out there in force.
Come on.
So come represent.
Come down, have some fun. Don't listen to me on the radio. Go down there and see it for yourself. Because
yeah, you can listen to him anytime. It's on a podcast, all right? You can get it whenever you want. Come sit next to me and Sean Donahue, because he's the only reason that I know anything about volleyball. Come sit next to us and go wild. It's going to be a great time. The icebox is going to be rocking.
No,
all right.
And I think the players, the girls, they enjoy that. They appreciate that, and it's just a cool, fun atmosphere, and it goes by really quickly. And you know, you gotta soak it in. It's going to be a lot of fun. You and I will still be here on the show, though.
Oh, we'll be on the show, absolutely.
And then this will be our final season.
I'm just saying, this is your last broadcast, your last live sports broadcast.
Yeah, Brock and I will still be here, though.
Yeah, don't forget about us.
And without Brock, I am really nothing. Let's be honest.
Let's really be honest. I mean, I am the magic behind the magic here, ladies and gentlemen. I make it all go.
Brock,
Sean,
yeah.
You just... Brock, you're two strikes away, homie. You're out.
Sean Donahue is over at the production side of this thing. He's staring at us, laughing and whatnot. For those of you guys, we're not here last show for us. Sean Donahue, he kind of points out, if you ever watch Around the Horn and you see
PTI.
Tony Reale, PTI, and he points out what they did wrong, that's Sean. Except he takes no prisoners.
He's just here to be a dick. He's just here to be a dick to us. But you know what? We love him. Sean, thanks for coming out every week. We support it. We love it.
Sean will be along in the next half hour or so on the show, so you'll be able to listen to him. Brock, you had a topic though that kind of festered coming into the show tonight, though.
Like a salt in the wound. It was horrible. And it's so good because it happens right before our show every week, so it's just perfect. We were watching Thursday Night Football, and Thursday Night Football on NFL Network, if you don't have NFL Network, really, count yourself as one of the blessed, because it is really not worth watching. I mean, if you think about it, most of those teams play Sunday or Monday nights, so they get maybe, what, it was four days, really, to practice to prepare for an opponent in the NFL.
Which is
practically nothing. And we were talking earlier about how historically, over the past couple seasons, when the NFL has really been focused on Thursday night games, they've been really bad. They've not been good games. Monday Night Football is famous for just showdown after showdown after showdown. You expect the best game of the week to either be Sunday night or Monday. And usually Monday. Usually they pick the biggest matchup of the week, or what they think in the preseason is going to be the biggest matchup of the week, and it's Monday night, because they know that every single person is tuning in to watch that game. Look at that. That's nice. That's real nice. I like that. Ooh. Gets the people going. Ooh. Ooh. But Thursday is the exact opposite. It's so bad.
Indianapolis won 30-27 tonight, which is a pretty good game for Thursday night standards. They were down, I believe, 14-0, came back, won it. Andrew Luck, oh my God, savior.
I mean, you and I were talking about a little bit how it's kind of, you know, the NFL did such a great job, and I know it has a long history of the Monday night game being an event. You know, that's what you went home to watch. It was That's what brought your family together, almost as ridiculous as that sounds.
It's not a game. It's
an event.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
You've
got
Carrie Underwood singing. It was Faith Hill at one point. It was
Hank Williams Jr. That's what I'm always going to... Are you ready for some football, America?
It's always gonna be Mike Tirico. At one point, it was Jaws. He's gone. You know, you've got John
Gruden.
I mean, come on.
John Madden, Al Michaels. It just doesn't get any better than that.
At a point, though, when does the NFL try to take it too far? I think that's Thursday Night Football. Yes, you love the under the lights atmosphere. It's great, but. You can't force the issue.
I think that the idea is there, and I understand that they're trying to make money because, like you said, the under the lights, if you will, atmosphere.
Making an event.
Sunday night, Monday night football. That's the idea, is that you want one big game.
Everybody watches.
Everybody
regardless
watches.
Regardless what your team is, okay. Regardless who you watch, watch that game.
There's a couple problems with that. And first of all, it's only on NFL Network. So to watch the game, you have to have NFL Network, and not everybody has that. It's not like ABC or NBC or whatever.
I don't know exactly what carriers. I know AT&T UVerse has it. That's just because you and I have that. DirecTV, I believe, has it.
Comcast has it.
But if I don't believe Comcast has it. We'll check that with Sean. But the point is that not everybody has that. Not everybody watches it. And on the same idea with that. If you're watching something Thursday, when do all the major networks plan their big hit shows, their big hit sitcoms? I mean, when was Cheers on? Thursday nights, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's right, prime football time, is it? I mean, I know Cheers isn't on the air anymore. It's Cheers, Seinfeld, The Office, all those big network hits, the dramas, the comedies, what have you, they're that same time, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really a poorly planned out thing. And actually, I think the NFL is trying to sign a contract with one of the major networks to carry Thursday Night Football
I heard ESPN was trying to do that at one point.
Yeah, it's trying to carry it the same way as Monday Night Football. But you have to think, if there's an East Coast game or a West Coast game, and it's Raiders-Chargers, okay, whatever, or Raiders-Niners for whatever reason, and it's a late game, obviously. It's a 5 o'clock game. It's not going on until 8:30 Eastern time. The whole East Coast is out. They don't care.
Well, let's be honest.
They don't care.
I mean, let's be honest. That time difference in itself alienates the majority of not only fan base. Let's be honest. East Coast sports have been far more dominant than the West Coast sports across the spectrum. Baseball, NFL, basketball, what have you. Mm-hmm. And then with that comes the giant media territories. What are the big media outlets here on the West Coast? Los Angeles.
San Francisco. Seattle.
There's a hub in the East Coast that far dominates what we've got out here. You're not seeing people staying up till 1, 2 in the morning to watch these games.
Well, I think the reason they're not staying up to watch these games is because they are staying up to watch Monday Night Football. They are. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. You're going to watch Monday Night Football. If you're a football fan, you're going to watch it, right? They're going to stay up. The reason why they're not staying up to watch Thursday Night Football, other than maybe not having the provider that supports NFL Network or whatever it is, the games just aren't that good. They're not. If you look historically, Thursday Night Football has either been a blowout or just a sloppy, sloppy game.
Sean, can you find out who was on last week? Because I remember watching a little bit of that game, and I was flicking more to the Baylor-Oklahoma college football game.
Right.
Rather than, I mean, I was watching at one point basketball before I was watching the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. If you're watching Baylor, yeah, absolutely. But one thing that I think was interesting, every week in the NFL, there's a bye game. Am I correct? There's a bye game almost every single week in the NFL, right? Why not have the two teams or two out of the however many teams are playing in the bye play Thursday night? That means that they have all of 1 week, then they have a bye, and then they play on Thursday. That means they're really only losing, what, three days of practice over a two-week span? So this week, I believe it's St. Louis and Dallas have a bye. Why not play St. Louis and Dallas in a Thursday night game next week? That means they have all week to prepare for each other.
You could essentially still have that Sunday off if you really wanted it.
Yeah,
Tell your players, hey, this is a day take off. We've got, what's today, Thursday, you got Friday, Saturday, day off, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe that Sunday is a travel day if you need it.
Yeah.
Get the day off, and then you move on and go play Thursday. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I just think that that's a scheduling error. And I think that if they really want to make Thursday night football the epicenter of the end of the week almost, that's what they need to do.
It's almost they like need an to appetizer. Make it, it's almost yeah. like an appetizer to Sunday. But I
it's
think,
a bad appetizer.
I think a lot
it's
of
like,
it.
It's like, oh, God. Oh, geez.
I think a lot of it is that the NFL is trying to force, and these networks are trying to force a event like Monday Night Football. You say people stayed up on the East Coast to watch Monday Night Football. It's because it's been around since the friggin' dinosaurs. It's an event. It's a part of our culture almost. Really, think about it. It's a part of the American culture. Thursday Night Football is not a part of the American culture. Sean, when did they start doing Thursday Night Football? Can you pull that up for us later a little bit, please?
Not yet, but last week were the Vikings-Redskins.
Vikings-Redskins? Okay.
Vikings-Redskins.
That's... I feel like at the beginning of the season, that probably would have been a good game. Obviously, this year, both teams have taken a little bit of a tumble, if you will. They finished last year very hot.
That's but mildly. Both of them suck right now.
I'm trying to be a little bit polite. I'm sorry. Okay. Give me a break. Good God. All right. But I think that and Thursday Night Football has a good idea. There's a good idea behind it. It just wasn't executed well. But I granted, look in 20 years, 30 years, when we're all old and wrinkled and
Thursday Night Football is the biggest thing in ever and we have no idea what we're talking
nobody's
about.
Nobody's heard of Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football is the thing because it's the first game of the week.
They'll have a game.
It's going to be great.
They'll have a game every week. They'll figure it out where a certain number of teams
plan it out.
Play
they
Monday,
know.
Then a certain number of teams play Tuesday. It'll happen. Watch it. We have no idea what we're talking about.
They know how to make money. The NFL is a money-making machine. They know how to print it out, all right?
It really
is. One thing that I will say is a positive for Thursday Night Football, it gives me one more night out of the week that I get to enjoy football scores and highlights. I get Thursday night for Thursday Night Football, Friday is always high school, and there's always some good stuff in high school. I mean, go Papermakers, right?
I don't see
Saturday,
the Papermakers
no.
are on ESPN The Oat Show, though.
You aren't on Twitter enough because Roll Makers Roll is all over the place.
Give me my college
Saturday,
football.
You get college football. Sunday, you get NFL. Monday night, obviously, big thing. They're just trying to extend the football, which I'm not opposed to.
I'll take college football on Thursdays rather than the NFL any day.
But give me a good game. Just give me a good game, the love of God.
That's Brock Beal. My name is Hunter Hornstein. You're listening to The Tailgate here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We got some guests coming up. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show, the Tailgate Radio. Dominican.ed, the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. Brock Beal to my right. I'm Hunter Hornstein.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm not. You always mute me. I don't understand. No, oh, my goodness. No, I know. I'm not that great. Okay, I understand. All right. But we have a very, very, very full studio right now. We had a lot of guests show up. And we love it. We have half the icebox, all right, is here right now from the Collin Center. They're all here. Mr. Penguin Suit himself, Grant Clifford's in the house.
Go, Dex.
No, mute his mic. Don't even let him talk. Oh, my God. We have several soccer players. Kayla, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Jessica, Lauren, hello. Hello, ladies. Oh.
And then we have the golfer.
And we have... No, she's a tennis player. Oh, yeah.
It's the same Hunter, thing. It's okay. Come on.
Sean, yes. Put that Sweet. In the mess up thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Frankie, hello. We were actually talking before the break.
Yes.
Can we go to a break?
No. Yeah, I screw up enough.
No.
I
tennis. Hey.
Damn.
They're totally different, man, all right? They're
the,
both,
but they're country
both,
club. Hey,
they're
what,
both
the country
club sports.
One.
Predominantly white.
What?
Hey, Serena Williams and Venus Williams.
Hey, each is Rock ruled by dog.
Very affluent too.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
one segment before you were here telling me how great I am, so you let it get to my head. That's why I don't want you doing that.
I'm trying to build you up. Okay, I've got to break you down.
Brock,
but then
you
got
to build
him
up to break him down.
That's what know? I'm saying. Navy SEAL status. All right.
We were, yes, we were, because being on the tailgate is equivalent to being a Navy SEAL.
Mentally, yes, okay? We're very hard on each other. Frankie, we were talking right before we came back on the show.
Frankie is a tennis player, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
She plays tennis.
I play tennis, guys, if you didn't get it the first two times. Tennis.
She also had her own show last year. Right?
I did have my own show.
That's why she sounds so normal in the mic. Oh, my God. Everybody else just is like, hello. Hello, I talk on the mic. Hello. Anyway. We were talking about how you got beat by our Dominican AD, Brandon Limebach, in tennis.
She got spanked.
Not
got
golf.
Not
tennis.
We can pretend this is true.
No.
No, I played Brandon this morning for my practice.
Oh, Brandon.
And
so
7 a.m.
First name basis.
Brandon, yeah.
You, at 7 a.m.?
SoCal thing. 7 a.m. Fog was still out. Sun wasn't out.
Well,
it was very Pacific Northwest.
That sounds like the beginning of a haiku. Fog was out. Sun wasn't.
You know,
could he play? Was he competitive?
Oh, he is. I was going into this. My coach was like, he's not that good. I mean, he's good, but he's not great. And I was like, oh, okay. So I come into it and we're warming up and he's just whooping the ball and it's going in. And I'm like, what the heck? And so I'm like, fine, I'll step up my game. No reason to patty cake it. And so I'm hitting as hard as I can and he just is getting it back every single
Frankie,
time.
Why
I'm
would
like,
you,
what
I
the
would,
heck?
Why would you even patty cake it in the beginning?
Well, because I just wanted to warm up.
Every day is the Super Bowl.
He's an older
Frankie.
Man. I didn't know what to do.
He's not an older man.
He's older than me.
He's the man.
He is
not
the man,
old.
But he's older than me. So it turned into like a full blown, like we were grunting, we were screaming, we were sliding.
I would love to see that. That'd be great.
Just take the integrity of the show down with you. Why don't you?
I mean,
we're talking about tennis here, guys.
If we're going to be fair, I would take Mr. Limebach. All right, Mr. AD Limebach.
I like your nod on the first day basis. You show a little respect for your elders.
We're
there,
on the
Brian.
Air.
Well
we're
done.
We're on the air.
Well
okay.
done. No bravo.
I'm a captain. I have
hey,
to.
Hey, Brandon. Told me I babysit
his kids.
Sorry. When you play, when you play tennis with him, you can call him Brandon.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'm this sorry. Next time I take him out
it's
for
a whole.
18 holes, okay? I'll make sure to call him Brandon. All right. I would take him over a lot of the student-athletes we have here in their various sports.
He's okay? very athletic. He's very athletic.
He's extremely athletic. He's in the Hall of Fame at his high school for
really?
Football and basketball. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm
not surprised.
He's an athlete. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But I'm very glad to see that he can still stick with it.
Hey, he'll be kicking my butt.
Did he have his own gear? Did he have his own stuff?
He had his own racket, his own
shoes. That's your signal right there.
Yeah, it was good
that's
quality.
When you
it wasn't like
known.
The janky stuff from like Sportsilite. It was actually really good.
Look
quality.
Out, his kids.
That's when you should have known there, Frank.
His kids, Riley, Avery, and Brady, are going to be professional at whatever sport they choose to do. They're going to be all pro. They're unreal. I coach them in summer camps.
It's
I know
be golf, right?
Super high class, like fifth and sixth grade athletes, but they're amazing.
And you can
at
say you
sport.
Knew them when.
I know, exactly. I'm going to get their autograph like this summer so I can be like, hey, Brady Limebach, yeah, professional lacrosse player. He knows what's going on. I coached him. Yeah, what's up? I taught him how to play that game. Yeah, it's all good. You know, it's whatever.
You think Brandon could beat any of Kayla, Jessica, or Lauren in soccer?
Do I think
Yeah,
this?
All of them except for
Lauren.
You know, Lauren.
I think currently he might be able to take me.
That's Kayla, by the way. That's Kayla saying that.
Well, wait, she's also a gimp.
I'm not a gimp. I'm just on the injured reserve list.
You're a gimp.
It's a
okay.
lot different.
It's the same thing.
It's IR.
Broke squad. It's okay.
No.
It happens to everybody. Except for me.
Let's
knock on wood. Never happened.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's wait for the spring for Brock to play and see.
Whoa!
What.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. How dare you?
Grant Clifford over there. Got 1 year left. Like he just saw a ghost. He's like, no. Don't let Brock get hurt.
Yeah, they'd be fine. You know, they'd be all right. They'd be all right.
My captain.
Grant, do you think you could beat
the dogs?
Grant, do you think you can beat Brandon in lacrosse?
You know, it's hard to judge someone at one on one in lacrosse. So I honestly don't know.
Yeah, athletically, he looks like a pretty solid athlete.
I bet he could be good at lacrosse.
He's never played lacrosse, but defensively, I mean, you don't need that great of stick skills. It's all about footwork and
that's true.
All that. But
none of that stuff.
You know, I think basketball, I mean, he'd beat me in basketball easily.
One-on-one game of basketball, I bet
he's like 6'4".
He'd on the team.
Oh, yeah, except for Dalton. But, yeah, hey, he's a freak, so it's whatever. It's okay. Outside of just what he can do physically, obviously we've been talking about his athletic prowess for the last couple of minutes.
Great vocabulary.
Does anybody?
By the way, bro.
I know. Comm major, right? Ding.
Comm major. Woo!
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Got your back.
Yeah, the A squad over in the corner over there.
Woo!
He has really turned around. I think he has really turned around the athletic program here. Most of what you guys have acknowledged is the icebox this year. For most of the basketball and volleyball games
in
Collins Center,
it's us. Whoa!
It is much more loose and therefore more fun for student athletes to attend because we can get rowdy without Big Brother looking over our heads. He is all for the chants and the claps and all that fun stuff that we all like to do. I mean, we have a solid third of the icebox right here in the studio right now. It's all good. I mean. You have Grant dressing up as a giant penguin.
Face paint.
Halloween costume.
We have face paint going over here. We got everything. And I think it's really, it's made it a lot more fun for student athletes to attend indoor events because we don't have to worry about getting being quieted and like we're in a library. Okay. It's a sporting event. We're supposed to be loud and be rowdy. Okay. So I think it's a lot more fun. And Hunter, how much more fun is it to broadcast a game where the fans are into it versus a game where everybody's quiet?
No answer. Well, I got to choose my words carefully.
Good
here.
Response.
Because I broadcast. Okay, never mind. Anyway, yes, it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get in trouble by some volleyball girls.
Oh my.
No, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun. Because you can hear it. You can hear the crowd in your headphones. When you get excited, it's not just one person getting excited about it, and you feel awkward because the people in the stands can hear you yelling into the mic. I mean, you got Sean Don over there who was he nearly broke the front.
He didn't.
I was actually standing right next to him. He came pretty close.
I was with him. We were going at it. I was sore. I mean, like there was paint on the ground. There was paint on the ground.
For the record, he didn't actually break it.
No.
For close, all intents and purposes, he did not.
Still intact.
But it got close.
No,
that's
fun.
What we're saying.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Especially when they win.
He says weight room, but I mean.
See how Webster feels about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he doesn't listen to the show. Webster doesn't listen to the show. Ladies, the next basketball game, I believe, is next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend. They play Pacific College November 21st. 7 p.m. at the Collins Center. Thank you very much, Sean.
Sean, did you write that?
He did.
That
there.
Is fantastic handwriting.
I just wanted to say that we have some UCLA fans and some UW fans playing this weekend.
You see?
Oh, my goodness gracious. We don't even want to get into that because
I have no comment in college football tonight.
It is on.
All I can say is go Ducks.
About it.
Go Ducks.
Yeah. Have fun with those zero right natties. Zero natties. Anyway.
Fight
on. Next men's basketball game will be November 21st at home at the Collins Center. Do we have anything planned?
We
I want to get.
Let's
We always talk about the themes. There's themes everywhere. Oh my god, everything's themed. But nobody actually follows through with them.
What's the date of that?
The 21st. Grant, the 21st. Thank you.
We should all dress up as pilgrims in celebration of Thanksgiving.
We could. We could do Thanksgiving.
Penguin colors.
Oh my god. Oh my god, penguin colors, Frankie. Oh my god. Oh my god, penguin colors.
OMG.
All right, but really,
Frankie. Yeah.
Listeners, student athletes, or students of Dominican, if you have an idea for a theme, we can start it right here on the tailgate, okay? For the next men's basketball home game, we can start it right here on Team Tailgate, okay? This could be the epicenter for all the themed events that happen at the Icebox.
Practically every one of our listeners is on Twitter, so tweet into us.
All the people in the studio start tweeting about Team Tailgate and get all your people to follow us and start a theme.
I don't know if I follow you. I'll check when
my Twitter. Oh my goodness.
It's actually
tweet,
not twits.
And she's an OT major, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness.
No, but I know that. We have some of those volleyball girls. I don't know if Sam Raines is listening, but you know Maddie Powelson, Susanna Pilkerton, Sari Kwan. So tweet in. They told me to give him a shout out, so that was my very.
Oh, look at you! Good job.
Not very subtle way to plug them there a little bit. Grant was all over it.
Grant started tweeting as soon as we said the word. He's like, "Oh, I'm on it."
Fair, I don't follow the tailgate on Twitter. Just gonna throw it out there.
We're on Facebook as well.
A mix
Thank
two of
you.
Us.
I do.
I see the real fans.
I did. Just as do I.
Sean Don. The Sean Donahue follows us. That's all that really matters. We do have several followers in the building. That's good.
Everyone tweet right now. Let's make this a theme.
What are we tweeting again? I forgot.
The theme.
Oh, my God. The theme. Gotcha. Tweet us theme ideas for the tailgate.
Stand corrected. I actually am following the tailgate. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much, Grant. Out. Okay, good. All right. Follow the tailgate for a theme idea.
The fact that Grant didn't know that, though, is quite disconcerting.
Well, we do have two Twitters, technically. Because the old one we lost the password to, and it's just all bad. What's the actual Twitter account that they need to follow if they're listening right now?
At the DU tailgate. Okay. DU as in the letter D and the letter U.
And it is capitalized.
There you go.
I don't think it matters at one point.
All right. Tweet us your ideas for a theme, okay, for the next men's basketball game at home, and we'll try our best to get the student athletes into it, okay? I think if we all show up as a unified force, all the different sports all sitting together, all the non-student athletes sitting together, it could be rowdy. It could be crazy.
Who is the basketball team playing?
Pacific College? Yes. Pacifica College. November 21st, 7 p.m. at the Collins Center. There you go. I don't believe Pacifica is in our conference, but it doesn't matter. Turn out. Show up. Have some fun. It's going to be a great time.
Double overtime win last game.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Dude, it was a double actually overtime game. That was awesome.
That was crazy.
Double
overtime?
Double down.
The men have actually been playing really well. It's like, true. From last year to this year, they've really improved a lot. I mean, just, I'm not that big of a basketball, like, analyst, obviously, but just off of, like, pure enjoyment as a fan, I'm having way more fun this year than I had at any of their games last year. I mean, there's dunks, there's steals, there's breakaways. There's all sorts of cool stuff going on that I'm really enjoying.
Dunks in basketball? Crazy.
Crazy, wild. Hey, Dominican, D2, go. Student athletes, go.
I chose DU.
Wait. Hey, there you go. Exactly.
What's the question?
There's,
Frankie!
There's no question, we Frankie.
We have derailed.
Go back and lose at some more tennis. My goodness.
Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Easy there. That was a low blow. Low blow.
Can you say that?
No.
So I'm thinking the theme should be blackout or get out.
Oh, my. Ooh. I just tweeted that.
I tweeted that first 5 minutes tweet. Ago. 5 minutes
Warren,
ago.
It's a tweet.
How long does it take you to tweet? You just got to text it. I mean, it's not that hard. I like that. Blackout or get out. That's good.
That's a good one.
I like
that's
that.
Creative.
Okay. If we can get that
major
going.
As well.
So creative.
Black.
Frankie has two here. Go ahead.
Oh gosh.
Oh, we're
first one. Okay. Keep in mind, animals of the Arctic: penguins, sea lions, seals.
That is a dumb idea.
Or no, shut up. No, it's not. Or March of the Penguins. Everyone comes as a penguin.
That could play.
Penguins would be really cool.
You should wear a white shirt, you already a black have the costume, sweatshirt, she has a black hat, pants. You have
two hats.
How much do those tuxedo shirts cost?
How cute would that be if our printed. Whole student that section was penguins?
Everyone get some tuxedo shirts?
That'd be great.
I already made a penguin sweatshirt.
I have two penguin hats. Oh my. If anyone needs to borrow one, just tweet me.
I have the other one.
Wow. Way to. Good. Okay. Forward promote yourself. Oh my God. All right. No more of that.
I don't know.
All right, well, clearly the ice box is going to be popping. It's going to be crazy on November 21st, all right? So please show up. Please show up, and we'll go crazy. Right before the Thanksgiving holiday, we just have a couple minutes left. So before we go...
Let's just go to Sean real quick.
We're going to go to Sean, yeah. Sean, are you ready to tell us what we screwed up on?
Well, you corrected yourself already. Pacific... You said we're playing Pacific. We're actually playing Pacifica. You corrected yourself. Comcast does not have NFL Network standard. Just saying. Get away from the microphone, Brock. And the definition of the Pilgrim versus Pioneer deal from the intro. A pilgrim is a person who journeys to a sacred place.
He looked up the definition.
For religious reasons. And a pioneer is a person who is among first to explore or settle new country or area. Therefore, there's a huge difference because
religion.
That's it, though.
Only difference. Get out of here.
Anything else?
Frankie plays tennis, Brock.
Or Hunter, no, that was sorry. Me. That was me.
Okay, I know what sport she plays.
I'm sure she's a wicked golfer.
And the only difference between a pilgrim and a pioneer is religion. It's the same thing, people. Okay. It's the same thing. Don't judge me. All right.
Apparently not by the definition that Sean over there got.
I mean, apparently Wikipedia really has detailed... I mean, what'd you get it off of?
Dictionary.com.
Well, that's probably a pretty reliable source. Never, I retract my former statement about Wikipedia. Great site. But, wow. I like that everything that we screwed up was pretty much about me, except for the last one. That's good. I really appreciate that.
You didn't screw up in front of somebody to their face.
I know. That's great, too. Oh, we have one more.
Thursday Night Football started November 23rd, 2006.
Okay, so it's nothing compared
nowhere
to Monday Night Football. Yeah,
not
thank
at
you.
All.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. You can't create a cultural phenomenon.
Like, I think that by the time we are 30, so 10 years from now, let's say roughly 31, 30, it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to take off. No. I think Thursday Night Football eventually will find its rhythm and it will take off. That's neither here nor there. It still sucks right now, and that's really all that matters because nobody wants to watch that. Nobody wants to watch what's going on.
If you're
going
to try to at least get some good teams, you know?
Yeah, right?
Try.
I mean, pick some big matchups. Don't give me, you know, Indianapolis and Tennessee. What is that?
Hey, how about that Bronco-Chiefs game this weekend, though?
We were just going to talk about that at the end of the show. What do you think? Bronco-Chiefs going around the table? Hunter, what do you think?
I like it. I think I'm going to go out here on a limb, though. I think the Chiefs stay undefeated.
Chiefs stay undefeated?
Chiefs.
We got Chiefs over there, Frankie.
Bruins.
Oh, that's okay.
It was not an option.
That's not an option.
That's hockey.
Good. Okay.
I'm gonna go with Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
Yeah. Okay, Broncos.
I'm gonna go Broncos.
Broncos. Lauren. Broncos. Chiefs.
Broncos.
She says
Jessica
does answers Broncos. For Lauren. Okay. Good. Good. I'm guessing Sean's gonna go with
the Broncos.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's good. Broncos. You know what? I'm going to go. It's at Arrowhead, right? It's at Arrowhead.
Right.
Okay. I'm going with the Chiefs.
In the last. The
at Arrowhead. At Arrowhead is Chiefs.
They just get suspended, though.
You know? Dwayne Peyton Manning's got a bum ankle. One big hit on the ankle, and that thing's done.
Last couple of seconds of the tailgate. Why don't we say, you and I both got Chiefs. If the Chiefs don't win and the Broncos do, I will go ahead and take the shot of hot sauce.
Oh, please, God, yes.
How about
let's
that?
Do that. Yes.
You want to do that?
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Go Broncos now. Okay. Now it's on. All right.
You
heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. If
Women's.
The Broncos win, Hunter Hornstein's taking a shot of hot sauce.
But Alex Smith, come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Dwayne Bowie, come on. But, however, if the Chiefs win, then it's a null.
No.
It's draw.
Yeah,
it's
no,
fine.
I
okay.
just, we,
that's fair.
We've had to find one for me to pick to for me to do that. For do
that's
that
to, I'm totally fair for that as long as I don't have to do that again
no,
ever
no,
in my
no,
life.
Not,
hey,
not
what do you think about the UW-UCLA game this
Maybe
weekend?
You should do it for
Go
that
Dogs.
Game.
Come on.
UCLA.
Go Dogs.
Go Bruins. 8 clap.
Go Dogs.
8 clap.
I'm pretty
Cats are playing.
No.
I don't like either team, so I'm going to have to go with right. UCLA. The Ducks.
Clearly, our studio audience does not appreciate hey, Frankie, all right, go for the underdog at all. Okay.
UCLA.
Go Dogs.
Thank you.
Love my Bruins.
Love Dominican.
Go Washington.
This is what happens when we invite people into the studio.
This was an awful idea. Thank you to Frankie, Kayla, Grant, Jessica, Lauren, and Sean Donahue. Brock, we're at that time. 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Great weekend of sports coming up, minus Thursday Night Football, which happened tonight. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Make sure to come out for the two volleyball games, Friday at 7 and Saturday at 3 for senior night to honor the seniors on the volleyball team. Come support the Penguins. And be sure to tune in next week for a very special pre-Thanksgiving tailgate. There's going to be a lot of food and a lot of good sports talk.
We're making that one a special one? I thought everyone was a special one.
Well, they're all special. But if it's before a holiday, it's got to be extra special.
Oh, for Brock Beal, my name is Hunter Hornstein. You've been listening to the best damn tailgate that you're ever going to have. The tailgate every Thursday night, 9 to 10, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Find us on Facebook. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter. Let us know, what was it? Oh, themes. Tweet us some themes.
Themes for men's basketball games.
Also, let us know if you think the Chiefs or the Broncos are going to win. If the Chiefs win, I don't have to take that shot of hot sauce. For Brock
Beal. Come on, Broncos. Let's go, Peyton. Come on.
Next week, same two guys, same place, here on the tailgate. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Go Huskies. Go Paint Makers.